We welcome in Milt Scott, who's with the Decatur Choral Society. How's it going?
It's just great.
Conductor for the group. How long have you been in music your whole life?
I have. I taught here in Decatur for 32 years, music, and I'm a director of music at my church, and I've been with this group for about 28 years.
Where did you teach at?
I taught mostly at Eisenhower, and I was at Roosevelt Middle School for 5 years.
So, like, music, was this linked to Elite Energy at all? With at any point, or
they were part of the program at Eisenhower, but I was not linked with it.
Just with the chorus and stuff,
right?
Yeah, that's awesome. How long have you been retired from that?
19 years.
19 years. You play golf?
I do twice a week. Not this week. No,
that's good. That's good. But I mean, I guess if you need to prove to anybody you love what you did your whole life. You keep doing it when you retire, right?
That's right. That's right. So I've had a very good career. I've run into a lot of kids I've had, and they're not kids anymore. They're grandparents.
Yeah.
But I don't want to go there.
Yeah. The Opus 24, is that the group or is that just the name of the concert?
Actually, that's the name of the group.
Okay. That's what I thought.
That's the name of the group. It's just a name that we thought up many years ago. There are about 40 in the chorus.
Yeah.
They come from all over the Midwest. I shouldn't say Midwest. They come all over from Illinois, middle and northern Illinois as well.
They're not even connected to Decatur necessarily?
Most of them are from Decatur, but we have some people from Taylorville, Shelbyville, Urbana, Bloomington.
So at some point they've been linked to singing in Decatur.
Right.
Or the area,
right.
Yeah. What's the 24?
Well, the 24 is when we got ourselves together many years ago. That was a number that was ideal to start a choir for 24 people.
Okay, yeah.
And, of course, opus means work. So it was 24 working people, but we've grown since then.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the movie Mr. Holland's Opus. So
sure.
I'm like, okay, I'm trying to connect what is his opus? It's the bodies and the.
That's right.
24's got a good ring to it. Like Opus 37 doesn't sound as good as Opus 24.
And when I go to a convention, these people that don't know about the group as much, they go, "How's that Opus 43 or 21 doing?" I go, "No, it's 24."
Well, they might not get the number right, but you made an impact.
We did.
Yeah, they kind of remember a little bit.
We did.
Fall concert. For how long has the group been? Is it? You said Opus 24 started when?
We had our first concert in February of 1992.
92. Now, was the Decatur Choral Society been around longer than that?
No, actually, it's been around less than that.
Oh, okay.
We just started as a choir, and then we became an organization. And we have a board and registered with the state and all
that
of those
junk.
Things.
You know, all that stuff you got to do, but to get a little more love out there. Tell me about your concerts. Do you do two a year?
We do two a year.
Okay.
Sometimes we have done three or four, depending on the demand for festivals and things.
Yeah.
This year we're doing one in November, which actually is a week from. Well, it's not.
It's a week from yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, it's a week from yesterday. And then we do one the Tuesday after Mother's Day as well.
That's golf season, though.
Well, that's right, but not after 7:30, it isn't.
Fair enough. So this is going to be, it looks like this is a $10 concert for adults and $5 for students.
Right.
And you're going to do it at St. Pat's in the church?
In the church, right. It's a great place to sing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. It's a gorgeous church.
It is a gorgeous church, and we have some really good music this concert. We're having a little Celtic group with us, and the theme is Pax, Pacem, and Peace.
Okay.
So there are several tunes that reflect that, and I think it's going to be a great concert.
Irish hymnals and stuff? I mean,
no Irish hymnals,
okay.
No.
So get a little more up-tempo with the Celtic group.
Yeah, the Celtic group actually is three members of First Presbyterian Church.
Oh, okay.
Is this Broken Brogue?
No. No, we're not meeting at an Irish pub afterwards. Maybe before, I don't know. But we also have a couple of guest soloists with us. They're scholarship winners. We give scholarships to high school students for voice lessons from Milliken. So two of those participants are going to sing as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. How long do you think it'll go? 7:30 it begins.
It begins at 7:30, and it should be done around, I would say, 8:45 or so.
A little more than an hour.
Yeah.
Get plenty of action. How do you buy tickets? Obviously, at St. Pat's, but a number of churches.
We have a lot of downtown churches. I slipped you a poster there, if I can remember them all. Most of them are downtown churches. First Pres, First Methodist, Grace Methodist, First Lutheran, St. James.
And I can't remember if you said Central Christian.
I did not say Central Christian.
Did you say First United?
And I did say First United Methodist. Yeah. And also at the Arts Council.
Oh, okay.
And we have a website called DecaturOpus.com.
O-P-U-S.
Right. And so there are pictures and not bios, but our members are on there. And so if you want, you can buy tickets from members as well.
Is the group like you? Are they retired? Or do they, you range a bunch of ages?
We range. We used to be actually a much older group, but we've got a lot of I've got some new music teachers in the area, new they're new singers to the group.
Yeah.
But we have a variety. I mean, we have nurses and doctors and retired sailors. And it's a real community group.
The idea of the opus, it sounds like, is to give back because you're doing scholarships.
It is. We do give back. We try to have some community outreach and work with other students. But it is a really fine group. And when people come, they look at the choir and they say, "Oh, I know him," or "He's my neighbor," or "She was my nurse," or something like that. So it's always fun.
You're an original member of the Opus 24.
I am.
How many original members are left?
Actually, I think there may be four that are still singing with us. I think it's four.
I'd ask you who the others are, but I don't know if you're ready to do that.
Well, I know I know two of them. Bill Horton, who's a retired teacher, Kathy McCluggage, who works for SOY, my wife, who is a retired teacher, and myself. And I'm going to apologize to anybody else out there who's an original member that I didn't mention, but I think that may be it.
I'm looking at the roster. I've already seen a few names. I know Marcus Brown in the group. That's
yes. Oh, you got a roster there. So there's a lot of names that might come across or you know.
Michael Sexton in there, huh?
Michael Sexton, he's a former student. I have a number of former students in the group, which is really fun.
Becky Stubblefield, know her. I know a number of these names and faces. That's pretty cool. DecaturOpus.com. Can you buy tickets on there as well?
You can. The best place to buy tickets is from those places.
Okay.
Can
you buy them at the door?
You can buy them at the door.
The big church. Yeah. If you sell it out, it's a great problem to have.
It is a great problem. And we do have a big crowd, so come early.
Yeah, absolutely. So next Tuesday, November 20th, 7:30 at St. Pat's Catholic Church. Park behind. You can park, I think, in Civic Center.
You could park at the Civic Center thing. Yeah.
As well. So, take advantage. PAX, Pacem and Peace?
Pacem.
Pacem. What's that mean?
Peace. Actually, all three words, Pax and Pacem and Peace, are all
three different. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Three words for the same feeling.
Yeah. I like it. So, we need a whole lot of peace right now.
We do.
So tell us how to say it in all kinds of languages, for crying out loud. Excellent. Anything else you want to touch on?
Well, I just hope we can see some people there. We got a couple of tickets to give away.
That's right.
So however you want to do that, they're complimentary.
Yeah, big thanks to the Opus 24. These are $10 tickets or $5 for students. So we're going to open up the phone lines as we go to a quick break. 875-1340, 875-1340. Would you or do you know somebody you know would love to go see the Opus 24 Decatur Chorale's concert? Next Tuesday night, 7:30 at St. Pat's Church, 875-1340. And Nick will randomly pick one of our phones that are ringing here in a matter of moments. Thanks for coming in, Mel.
You're welcome. Thank you
for the help. Best of luck with it. Let's get you back in the spring if you got time around the golf schedule.
Will do.
I like it. And keep enjoying retirement. I love it.
Thank you.